All right, I thought we had a good first day. We got two more days left. You know, we're trying to polish up a few things and actually still got a little bit of install going on, but you know, the effort was good today and we need to continue to get better these next 2 days. Questions?
Please, OTAs, minicamp, everything you've seen in the offseason so far?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, there's always some days better than other days. Some days the offense is better than the defense, but yeah, it's been good.
We focused a lot on Cousins. You said Simeon played out there a little bit. What did you see? We focused on Cousins, a lot of quarterbacks, but obviously you picked up another quarterback, Simeon, to come in here as well. What do you see from him?
You know, he's a guy that's he's obviously he's had a lot of experience. I think he's catching on the system well. It's completely different system for him, but he's been throwing a ball good. He's got a good command of the offense so far.
What do you think it says about this team, just the culture that you have, that you have players who could hold out for contracts and things like that, like Aaron Donald, Khalil Mack guys are doing, but they're here?
Well, you know, the one thing, all these guys, they like to be around each other, so I think that's part of it. We've got a lot of really good guys on this football team that they care about, not just them, but they care about each other, and, you know, it's kind of just the way we do things.
Like you talk about the way you do things, it's been attracting a lot of players. Like Sheldon Richardson said, yes, it's the defense, but it's how things are done here. You've kind of set that in motion over the past few years. Do you kind of feel like now you're seeing the fruits of your labor that way?
Yeah, and it makes it easier when you got good guys. I mean, you don't have, you know, it's not like pulling teeth all the time. You get guys that come out here and want to work. They want to get better. They're good teammates in the locker room. So, you know, honestly, it's that part for me has not been that difficult. We've got the right kind of guys here.
And Mike Delvin was talking last week just about the process of getting through the injury and really kind of the mental hurdles that he had to overcome as well. How did you just see him handle kind of the mental side of things, and that can kind of be tough for guys?
Yeah, you know, he, number one, he's attacked this rehab really, really hard. And, you know, even when you joke around with him, you know, he talks about, and I've heard him say it, you know, he's the same guy. He's the same guy as the guy he was. And I said, well, that's because you're young. If it was me, it'd be a lot harder. But, you know, he's got a great attitude about it. I think he feels like he has something to prove. He's got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder in a way that he's attacking this rehab.
Mike, what happened with Hercules last week?
Yeah, he tore his ACL.
Tough blow for someone like that who would
undraft. Yeah, I mean, really for anybody, but, you know, it was kind of a fluke deal, you know, so.
Do you have a sense yet for where Kendall Wright might fit into things, being the new guy?
I'm getting a sense, but, you know, we won't know until training camp, but, you know, he's done a good job at all the positions we've lined him up at.
You see him as a guy who can play inside and outside?
Yeah, I do. I mean, obviously, they all got more strengths in some things than others, but, yeah, he's done a good job in all the areas.
When you get done with this, and then there's this gap between training camp, what's expected of them? Did you guys have a lot of say over how they go about their business, or what do you do?
Well, we don't have a lot of say, obviously, because it's a dead period. But, you know, our emphasis to them will be to continue that when they come back here for training camp is that they're continually doing football drills, you know, not just running to get in shape, running long distances, things like that, because that's when they'll get the pulls, is when they come out here and they start stopping and starting. You know, Mark Uyama has done an unbelievable job this offseason. Is going to talk to him about making sure they're hitting some dummies so their bodies are used to the contact kind of stuff with their hands, with their shoulders. And I think we did that pretty good in the phase one and phase two. So it'll be you know, hopefully they'll continue on while they're on their own. And I'll remind them.
Mike, you called the timeout during the red zone section there. Sheldon got a little upset. Do you like seeing that passion already? And
he got upset?
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, he's probably not going to get upset at me. So, it's just one of the situations we try to cover.
How's Latavius looking in spring drills, and how do you kind of size up the competition running back? I know a lot of people assume Cook's just going to be the starter again, but is there going to be pretty good competition there? What would you say?
Latavius had a great spring. He looks way better than he did at this time. You know, obviously at the beginning of training camp last year when he was hurt, but he's done a I was out there today. I said, you're running the ball really good. He's seeing things well. He's making good cuts. Yeah, and I think there'll be good competition.
You mentioned in the offseason that you want to see a focus Laquan Treadwell and not running wind sprints and whatnot after practice. What have your early impressions been of him this spring?
Well, so far so good. And I saw him, I happened to see him here the other, I think it was Friday, I guess it was. And I asked him, I said, what are you doing today? And he said, I'm just getting some treatment. But so hopefully that's improved that part of it. He's done a nice job. He's caught the ball well this spring. So, you know, he's still got some areas where he's got to continue to improve. He had a false start out there today, and I think he had one wrong route. So, you know, but he's learning the offense as well.
Mike, have you seen Trevor Siemian kind of acclimate himself, not just with the playbook, but with the guys out here?
Yeah, he's not an overly outgoing guy, but he takes charge in the huddle. You know, I'm not in the locker room with him, so I don't see him. But you know, they have the relationship with the quarterbacks has been very good.
Mike, you've seen a couple now of offensive coordinators, quarterbacks, kind of coming in here. So at this point now at minicamp, has there been something that has been a pleasant surprise for you in terms of the transition and the philosophy change and the personnel change?
Well, Flip has done really. You know, he's like we said before. He's always very detailed, very passionate about everything. We can have really open conversations. He listens to the things I say that hurt defenses, and you know, it's been really good. You know, I think he's done a great job with the offense. When I sit in the meetings with them, he does a great job of communicating exactly what he wants and detailed with the work and the plays and the alignments and all the different things that they're doing. You know, we talked about having more screens, and we ran quite a few more today, so that's been good. You know, it's really been seamless.
Mike, with the two suspensions that came down in April, how did you address that with Kentrell and Taylor?
Well, I talked to them both about, you know, what the situation was, what happened, and those kind of things, which I'm going to keep to myself, but you know, and I tell my true feelings on everything.
Mike, how do you feel Sheldon fit in, and how potent of a combo can he and Linval be together on that D-line?
Well, he's doing really well. He's fitting in really well. You know, part of it is when you bring a guy in, how does he fit into the culture? How does he fit in with the guys on the team? He's done outstanding there. He's done really good on the field. You know, I think it's going to be really good, but I'll reserve it till we get the pads on and, you know, and look at that. But so far in shorts, he's done really good.
To kind of make each other better because of their style?
Yeah, well, I think it's going to help each other. You know, I don't know how much better it makes individually, but I think they're going to help each other with their play.
What do you look for out of the offensive linemen before they can put pads on here? How do they separate themselves?
Well, there's a lot of things technique-wise that you look at. You know, pass protection, a lot of certain things with the technique. In the run game, it's a little bit tougher to kind of evaluate some of those things because you're not really coming off the ball in that. But, you know, I mean, it's always mental mistakes, going to the right guy, working together with the guy next to him, all those things, yeah.
Where do you see Danny Isadora at this point?
Well, you know, we've been mixing him in, some with the first group and some with the second group. You know, he continues to get better. I went back and watched all his plays from the past season. And when he was in, he did a good job. So, you know, we'll just have to see how it shakes out when we get to camp.
With a guy like David Morgan, do you expect him to take a big leap after, you know, some of the work that he did last year? Or what do you look for in a guy like
well,
that?
You know, it's hard to say a big leap, but he's become a lot more involved with the offense. So, if, you know, I don't know if he's going to have 100 catches. That's not really his game. But the rest of the stuff, I see him a lot more involved in the offense, yes.
Well, I know blocking is his thing, but...
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, there's some routes that he runs well as well. So, I think that'll, you know, he's probably not going to be in too much on third down. So, that, you know, that's just not who he is.
Good.
All right.